Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? What's going on? This is Timothy Hodge. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. Let me just get my switchboard up everything together for a minute. I got some good entertainment news coming up right now on the show today. Last night I was out at in Camden, New Jersey. Shout out to everybody out there who showed me so much love. To the residents of Camden, New Jersey, I just got to address the concert yesterday. Actually, in Camden, New Jersey, the concert, the America's Most Wanted Tour, I believe it's called. Camden, New Jersey, Lil Wayne, Pleasure P, Drake, and Drake, Pleasure P, Soulja Boy, Young Jeezy, part of the tour. Just trying to get my switchboard up so I can get you the information. And also, you can go check out the actual footage that I videotaped while in one of my staff members from Blog Talk Radio, one of the staff members from the Timothy Hodge Show, got footage of this as she was actually in front of the stage out there with the fans, and got actually perfect footage of what actually happened. But I'm going to read that to you in a minute. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and jump into a track, some music, and I'll be right back once again. Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. We're going to kick things off with Aretha Franklin entitled I Think You're Wonderful.
Me like I'm feeling you. I had to pinch myself.
rob the jewelry store and tell her make me a grill. Had a whole top diamond in the bottom rose gold.
Yo, we about to start an epidemic with this one.
Shout out to Aretha Franklin for a track entitled "Wonderful." Once again, I have the latest coverage for the American Most Wanted tour, actually in Camden, New Jersey last night. Shout out to everybody who attended the show, all the fans and supporters of Lil Wayne and Drake and Soulja Boy and Young Jeezy, the entire performers that were there, all the media, so many people that I hadn't seen in so long, actually did media coverage as well. But no one had media coverage like I did for in Blog Talk Radio, because we had front footage of stage. We actually, one of the people worked for Timothy Hot Show, actually had front row tickets to actually go up there with the fans and to actually experience the actual live coverage up there, and that's how we got the actual coverage with Drake. I'm going to speak on that coming up in the show, a little later in the show. I'm going to speak on that, and, you know, the time I had there, you know, what things went on, their situation. Shout out to really Rachel from Live Nation, of course, such a nice young lady. But I'm going to feed more into that when, as the show goes along, I'm going to feed more into that. Anyway, I have a lot, I'll jump into some more music, and I'll be right back, of course. Thank you guys for listening to me. Also, please feel free to call, and the number is 914-338-1996 if you want to hear something. And I'll be back. I have a lot of music. I'm going to play some music from Nashville, the tour members, Lil Wayne and Drake and, you know, all the Pleasure P, of course, Wayne and, I don't know, sorry, Pleasure P was on the show not long ago. And hopefully, once again, I'm going to try to do my best to get Drake on the show. I don't know. I'm going to try to make that happen for you guys. I know he's in a situation right now. But in the meantime, here's Jeremiah with Birthday Sex. Of course, once again, he was actually, I believe, in Newark. Besides being actually on Camden, he actually came to Newark later on that night and down here at one of the clubs. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to Jeremiah. Here he is with Birthday Sex.
I know you want to ride out, even if we only go to my house. Sit more easy as we sit upon my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. We switch in position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want your kiss, girl. Water deep until I know I please that body, body out. Or girl without a broom, I might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body, how I do. Or maybe we can float on top of my waterbed. You close your eyes as I improv between your legs. We work our way.
50 Cent. Sierra. I'm focused, man.
Dark child.
You should know this, man.
Woo!
Just one dose of me, I had you addicted. To know me, still love me, I handle my business. Any city, any town, touchdown, I do my thing. I'm a hustler, baby, I provide by any means. From a brief conversation, you should know what I'm about. When you look at me, baby, you should see your way out. Out the hood, out the drama, out the Bentley, it's all. Out the headaches and stress, you done been through before.
It's only been 3 months and I already got it bad. So hooked and I keep on coming back. Girlfriend's telling me I don't know.
Shout out to Sierra for that track. I'm going to jump into the media coverage that I had for regarding the Lil Wayne and Drake situation. Unfortunately, let me get the notes here. Shout out to my entertainment reporter, of course. My entertainment reporter, Tiffany. I always forget her name, unfortunately. Shout out to everybody for listening. So this is the Timothy Hot Show, one of the top rated shows on BTR right now. We are one of the top. So many listeners are tuned in each and every time I'm on the air. Unfortunately, Drake was moving across the stage, and we just been around. They were one of the singing titles, the best I ever had. And unfortunately, I believe Drake was actually had some issues with, I believe, the AC torso area, if I'm mistaken. And unfortunately, so he couldn't stand up for a long period of time. I remember seeing him at the BET Awards this past year, and he was standing on like a stool while performing the best I ever had with Lil Wayne and, you know, the Young Money crew. And, well, last night, he was performing on stage. And out of the blue, I know he did a spin when he came to perform. He did a spin while performing on stage with Lil Wayne. And he could have injured, he injured his knee, re-injured it when he turned around. And out of the blue, he was sick, and then he just collapsed down on the floor. And maybe about 2 seconds, four guys came from backstage, and they grabbed him from backstage. And the paramedics arrived, and they actually blocked off the area, so he actually couldn't talk. So I was trying to, you know, get an interview with Drake, see what happens, see how he feels. But he said he was in a lot of pain at the time, and that's all we could actually get from him. But shout out to Drake. I hope everything is good with your man, and, you know, look forward to having you on the show. As always, you know, I'm, those of you guys who don't know who Drake is from Degrassi, of course, Degrassi High, that comes on the N Network. I don't know if it's actually still on or not. I haven't seen Degrassi in so long, but that's where Drake is actually from. I remember for me, so it was an actor. And he had been doing music, you know, on the show for a while, so I kind of thought, you know, I thought I had been doing some music. Shout out to, but anyway, back to the stories that, you know, Lil Wayne actually, you know, stunned. He had to go on. He was actually stunned, you know, like what happened to Drake, you know, and then, fortunately, he continued on. He performed, you know, and he made a little joke about Drake's knee or whatever the case may be, but nonetheless, he kept the show going. The show went pretty well, of course, so shout out to Drake or whatever. And actually, it was after that he was not to perform, not actually do the tour, and he actually went ahead, you know, because he loves his fans so much that he actually went on and performed. So, this young man loves his fans. He's a talented young man, doesn't even have an album out yet, and he's done so much media publicity right now. So, shout out to Drake, and I believe the doctor said that if he continues to perform, he continues to put injuries and, you know, to this knee, or to the affected area, that, you know, he probably maybe not even walk again. But that's not the issue. We, those of you who are fans of Drake, I know you guys want to see him, and I don't want to see anything happen. So I'm not, I'm, you know, I don't want to see anything happen to Drake. So shout out to Drake, hope all is well. And Gold Management, of course, his management company, and Young Money. When I have the opportunity, I want to reach out to them and see how Drake is, you know. And I don't want to release too much media information about, you know, the whereabouts or what's going on, actually, but somebody that's Alex Drake is okay. I know he was in a lot of pain last night when Ashley had the opportunity to go backstage. You know, he was in a lot of pain when he hit the stage. He was in a lot of pain, of course, when he fell. So you can actually go see this coverage on the Ashley site right now, on this Ashley channel, right? You can view the actually what happened. You can see the interview, of course, as well, with DimeWires.com and check Drake out, of course. Lil Wayne, of course, has, you know, been around for a little bit, and, you know, he's always does an amazing job on stage. Young Jeezy, Pleasure P, of course, Jeremiah, who, you know, of course, I had the pleasure to meet all of them. Actually, at BET, I had the pleasure to meet them. Young Jeezy and Lil Wayne at the BET Awards, of course, this past June. I cannot speak today for some reason, Tiffany. It's like crazy. But shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. Everybody who hit me up in the chat room. And Tiffany, I did get your in the chat room. You guys want to hear this. And now I'm going to play the best I ever had from Drake and Lil Wayne in a second. I just want to speak some more. Make sure you guys watch the Frank and Nephew show. I want to see this. It's actually a spinoff of the Keisha Cole reality show, The Way It Is on BET. Make sure you guys watch the Frank and Nephew show. They're going to come on, I believe, this week, right? I believe this week that we're going to be coming on. And make sure you watch it. I'm going to watch it myself and find out how the show's going to be. I believe it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be about Frankie and Nephew. Remember, Frankie's the mother of singing sensation Keisha Cole. And Nephew's also her sister, so I want to see what's going to be about. They're going to be the fourth one, but I want to see it. I haven't got any details about it yet, but I want to see it. So let's hopefully that it'll happen, and yeah. I'm going to go ahead and get you guys single on The Best I Ever Had, featuring Drake and Lil Wayne. And Tiffany, I think this is the one that has Is it the lyrics in it? Is it the fanny in here? I think so. Nevertheless, I'm still going to go ahead and play it. That supports Drake or whatever. And I'll be right back to talk to you more about that story and the America's Most Wanted tour last night in Camden, New Jersey. So I'll be right back to give you some more details on that.
You know, a lot of girls be thinking my songs are about them. This is not to get confused. This one's for you. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I can spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say, you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say you the fucking. Know you got a roommate. Call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I be over there. I be over there, shawty. I be over there. I be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know was there. And you don't even have to ask twice. You could have my heart or we could share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Having they be thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong. You don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. Is she a patient in my waiting room? Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And tell them girls prove it. I'm the one that never get confused with. Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never own it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I.
Yes, The Best I Ran. That was a song that they were performing, that they were getting ready to perform at last night at the America's Most Wanted Tour in Camden, New Jersey. Of course, shout out to Camden, New Jersey. This happened in so long since I've been out there actually through the actual town. But that was the actual song that they were getting ready to perform. They started it off and Drake just went down. I'm like, what happened? And, you know, so it was my job to do all the music that I could possibly get. If you guys go to my channel right now while we're on air live, you guys can see the live footage that I have of the show. This is my live footage. Feel free to download it, free to look at it, and you know, look actually what really, really happened to Drake while he was on stage. And was a shout out to Sarah Cunningham, of course, who made this happen over at the Chamber Group. Shout out to Sarah Cunningham at the Chamber Group for making this happen. for me and, you know, my other staff, of course, and my actual, Steve, who actually was out there, right there with cameras in front of the stage, and right there, who actually, you know, I got his ticket and actually went in front of the stage and actually got this coverage for me while, you know, cause I wasn't close to the stage, but he went out there, got, you know, he actually purchased a ticket early in the week and made sure that I got media seats for this show, and he said, I'm going to get front row stage so I can be by the stage show. But nevertheless, shout out to Steve. Thank you so much, Steve. He's a part of the Timothy Hodge Show. He's one of the, producers backstage who does audio and everything for the show. Shout out to you, Steve. We know we love you over here. Once again, Sarah Cunningham, of course, making this happen. Make sure you guys check this out. I'm going to jump into another Lil Wayne track. I believe it's Mr. Carter. And I'm going to actually play the live footage so you guys can go to the channel. Make sure you look at the live footage of this. And here's Lil Wayne with Mr. Carter.
Yo, joint emphasis. This right here is cut. Yeah, I feel big. You know what I mean? Like not big in the sense of weight. You know what I mean? Like gaining weight or nothing like that. Like colossal. Like you know what I mean? Like I heard you were looking for me.
Hello. Forever from me to you. I heard somebody say, Church, I'ma need a suit. I'ma need a coupe. I won't need a roof. Flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof. Didn't wear bulletproof, so I got a shot and you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. One deal Stevie do, but I'ma leave it to God, not Beaver, neither you. Cause I'm a murder, why I kill Owen, even you. Man, I got summer hating on me cause I'm hotter than the sun. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season. So fuck y'all, hating for no reason.
Hey, Mr. Carter,
I really
tell me where have you been?
Around the world and I'm back again.
Been asking,
who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, around the world, now I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you wonder, the bitch. Yeah, I've been in and out the bank, bitch. Why y'all asshole niggas been on the same shit? I flush them and watch them go down the drain quick. Two words you never hear, Wayne quit. Cause Wayne win and they lose. I call them April babies, cause they fools. And when they snooze, we up. Feet up like a paraplegic. A paraplegic. A parallel park. And a red and yellow thing. Old school Atlanta Hawk. Like I'm from Calipop. But I'm from Holly Grove. Now all my blood screams Supu and da da do. I knew my rule. And I play it well. And I wear it well. On my Libra scale. I suck a pussy, fuck a pussy, leave it.
They are wrong, they don't even care.
Mr. Carter.
I am him.
Shout out to Lil Wayne for that track. I didn't mean to play the actual lyrics in that song. Nevertheless, you guys checked out the video footage, of course, last night at the show in Camden, New Jersey, for Lil Wayne and Drake and all those people. Shout out to them, of course. I'm going to be in this show after show about to join me tonight. I'm doing actually two shows a day, so I feel great about this. Tonight, R&B superstar Mario will be here tonight. That's right, I said R&B superstar Mario will be in the building along with Khalifa. They will be in the both will be in the building today to talk with tonight actually to talk to me about the upcoming project. You know Mario has a song out with Sean Garrett. I'm gonna play that single tonight. And we're gonna talk with them. Mario's first time on the show, actually with Khalifa second time on the show. So make sure you guys check me out tonight, 10:30 PM with me, Mario, and with Khalifa. Of course, Tiffany's gonna be in the building, and Steve, everybody's gonna be here tonight on the show. Everybody's gonna come work for one time for one often. Remember, I want to get the single from Whitney Houston's I Look to You from pressing from her long-awaited album. I'm gonna play it. You know I've been playing it from time to time. The I Never Left featuring Akon and Miss Whitney Houston. I have that I wanna play tonight at 10:30. I don't have a lot of time into the show today because I'm kind of, pushing this out right now. But I love you guys. You guys stay up, stay strong. And thank you guys for listening and tuning in each and every time that you do. You know I love you. Also, I'm going to start giving out CDs and everything to you guys. So listen, just to show, my gratitude and my appreciation to you. I'm going to start giving out CDs. I have CDs from so many artists that I'm going to give out to for free. So when you do call into the show tonight, 914-338-1996, I'm going to give you some CDs. You let the operator know your information and where your address is and everything, and I'll send the CDs to you. In the meantime, I have a few minutes left to the show. I'm going to leave you with Kenny Lattimore titled Weekend, because it is the weekend. I love you guys. Stay up. Stay strong. Join me tonight. Peace.
to do. Cause you know it's overdue. Maybe we can, if you ain't got other plans. I know something we can do. Girl, you know it's overdue.